Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's up? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Hope you guys are doing well wherever you are tonight. It's so good to be here with you guys for real. I'm going to turn this thing down right here. And I'm grateful for tonight. I'm grateful for this day. I'm grateful for this opportunity to be here. Not going to lie, it's been a rough few days. How you doing, Ms. Cartwright? Dr. Cartwright, how are you doing? It's been a rough couple of days, but I am hanging in there. I'm taking it day by day. This has been a season. I've heard about losing a parent, but I tell you guys, this is something else. But I am grateful. To be here. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for what God is doing in my life. And while it does hurt, and the pain does hurt, you know, I realize that life must go on, but I'm taking it day by day. And I'm so, so grateful. One of my aunts sent me something on Facebook, and it was a beautiful, about the train. It was beautiful. My aunt Ma'am sent that to me. And it was a beautiful, it's a beautiful message, and I loved it, and they put a smile on my face. You know, tonight, guys, I'm talking about the miracle in front of you, the miracle in front of you. Sometimes we can forget about things because we become so consumed with some of the things that we are going through or are dealing with. And I was looking for something of my mom's, and I was looking for it, and I was just like, where can this thing be? And it was literally right there in front of my face the entire time. So, of course, you know, that's where I got the message. The message tonight, the miracle in front of you. Because sometimes, guys, we are looking or we're so consumed with everything else that we're going through that we overlook the miracle or the miracles that God has done or is doing in our lives. And I was like, Lord, where is this? Where is the peace to this TV? I was like, where is it? But I found it was sitting right there in front of my face. So sometimes, guys, we miss God's move because we're so focused with everything else that we are going through. I just wanted to say thank you for the prayers. I appreciate the prayers. I appreciate you guys for praying for me, praying for my ministry. Yeah, I do this online, and I'm looking forward to the things that God, the doors that God are opening, the doors that God are opening in my life in this season. What's going on, Auntie? What's going on, Auntie Francine? What's going on? You know, so tonight I'm talking about the miracle in front of you. So sometimes, guys, we forget things because we overlook the miracles. Sometimes we overlook those little things, but little things mean a lot. But I hope you guys are doing well for real tonight. I'm coming to you from John chapter 6, verse 16 through 21. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be with you guys tonight. I might call this a short night, but tonight I'm talking about the miracle in front of you. Now, you know, the thing about it is this, guys. You know, sometimes miracle in front of you. Sometimes, guys, people have different definitions about what a miracle is. So what you might consider to be a miracle, someone else might not really see it as a miracle. All right, for the Lord, again. Oh man, thank you, Nigeria, for that prayer. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, I will say this: I am excited about what God is doing in my life, and grieving is okay. It's a part of life. You know, it's just about grieving in a healthy way. So, if you know my story, you know what I've been through, what God has brought me from. But I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful to have experienced that miracle called Leave Your Right. She was my miracle, my angel. Now, praise God for her. You know, I'm talking about the miracle in front of you. You know, you are welcome to keep spreading the word. Thank you, Nigeria. Appreciate it. You know, I tell you this, my mother encouraged me to do that. You know, she was supporting my ministry. She was here every Tuesday night. And I thank her. I thank God for her. And with her passing, it's just encouraged me to continue even more so, Nigeria. You know, whether I reach one, whether I reach two, you know, my word is like my desire is just to do his will. That's my desire. You know, but guys, you know, tonight I'm talking about Jesus walking on water. I'm talking about this miracle. And so I'm coming to you from John chapter 6, verses 16 through 21. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed three and a half miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. I want you to understand tonight that sometimes as life is going on, as life is happening, sometimes we overlook the miracles that are taking place in our lives. Now, it says in this account that disciples, it was evening, the disciples went down to the lake, they got to the boat, they set off three and a half miles. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. Have you ever been in the waters where the waters were really rough? Have you ever been in a place where the waters were really rough? And I have. My family, we went on a cruise late 1990s or early 2000s. And I tell you, the water was rough. That was like the first time my grandmother had actually ever gone on a boat. And I think my auntie too, that was the first time. Listen, that water was crazy. So I understand what it feels like to be in the water, on the water, in some rough weather. You know, but isn't it something else? It says right here, a strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3.5 miles, and they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. Just imagine you were somewhere and you see this shadow walking on the water. Now, you know, listen to this. Let's talk about the thing about miracle. What do you think a miracle is? In your definition, those who are listening, whether you're on Blog Talk Radio or whether you're on Facebook Live or whether you are on Instagram, you know, what do you perceive to be a miracle? What is a miracle in your by your definition? What's up, Timothy? What's going on? You know, what do you perceive a miracle? I perceive a miracle is something that supernatural, something that only God can do, or a power higher or greater than you could do, something that happened magically. Thank you, Timothy. Timothy says, something that happened magically. Yeah. You know, listen to this. My theme tonight is the miracle in front of you. The miracle in front of you. You know, Jesus is walking on the water. The waters are rough and the winds are blowing and it's crazy. And here comes this shadow walking on the water. Now, that I would say, is a miracle. Now, I want to tell you tonight that some people are going to, that, well, I'm going to hold on to that. My first point tonight is this. Understand that miracles happen every day. Now, do you see people walking on water every day? No. But guess what? Other miracles happen every day. Some of you guys might be in some places where you said, you know what, Lord, I need some money. I need some money for this trip, and God blesses you with the money supernaturally. That has happened to me. Well, Lord, I need some money. Open up, get a piece of mail, and open up, and here's a check. You know, so miracles can happen every day. I feel like miracles are God's way of reminding you and I that he is real. You know, sometimes, guys, we need to be reminded that God exists. For those of us who do believe that, you know, for myself, I just look around and I just think, this could not be done by osmosis. Someone greater than us had to have done this. That's the way I look at it. Miracles are God's way of reminding us that he is in control, that he is real. My second point tonight is this. Everyone does not have the same experience that you have. So what you might consider to be a miracle, someone else might not necessarily consider that to be a miracle. And if you've had experiences, if you had supernatural experiences where it seems like, as Timothy said, something happened magically, you know, no one can take that experience away from you. No one can take away the experience that you have experienced. And I just want to encourage you, you don't need anyone's validation about the miracle that God has done or is doing in your life, or in fact, the miracle that you have experienced or are experiencing, because it's your miracle, it's what you are experiencing. And everyone does not have the same experience, but God will bring experience to you and for you to help encourage you along the way and in your walk, you know? And I'm going to tell you this, be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for the experience you have experienced. Listen to this, guys. You know, to me, one thing that's helped me in my life is really just understanding and just taking the chance, just taking the second to say, thank you, Lord. Being grateful, unbelievable in what I'm seeing. Unbelievable in what I'm seeing. Thank you, Mama Conrad. Miracle, unbelievable in what I'm seeing. Yeah, unbelievable in what I'm seeing. I love that, Mama Conrad. You know, that's what a miracle is. You know, all things that you guys are saying. You know, I want to tell you this, guys. You know, sometimes, guys, we can miss the miracle. We can miss because we're not understanding miracles can happen. You can experience miracles. Guess what? God can do the unthinkable. God can do these things in your life if you believe. What's going on, Tim? God can do that. You know, but miracles can happen every day. You know, and that's one of the things I think that encouraged me in this season is understanding that you can experience miracles. You can't experience the unbelievable. You can. Have you experienced it? What kind of miracle have you experienced in your life? Please share. Now, someone asked me, how do I share on here? You can write it in the comment section, and I will go to that comment section and bring it out. So you can do it that way as well. So, but I just want to tell you this. For myself, I experience miracles every day. You know, I see God moving in my life every day. And the things I thought were impossible, God's bringing me through, you know. And I tell you guys, I have experienced losses before, but never a loss like I've experienced almost 2 months ago. My mom passed almost 2 months ago. And this is, I'm taking it day by day. But guess what? The miracle in front of me is that God is with me. God is with me, and I'm not by myself, you know. And but you know, guys, you know, miracles can happen every day. I know I'm experiencing a miracle every day because God is waking me up. He's allowing me to get through my day, He's allowing me to continue to move forward. He's encouraging me along the way. And things I thought, I can't do this, God showed me, yes, you can. I've already prepared you. So miracles can happen every day. So that's my first point tonight. Understand that miracles can happen every day. If you are open, God will rock your world. If you are open to God and saying, Lord, I want to experience you in my life. I want to experience you. God will rock your world. But I think that my second point tonight is this. Recognize a miracle when you see one. We have to pray. That my mom would tell me, pray for the sermon. Pray for this sermon. Pray that God will show you a miracle. So you got to understand what a miracle is. Like Timothy said, wrote earlier about 5 minutes ago, his definition is that a miracle is something that happened magically. You know, Mama Conrad, her definition was unbelievable in what I'm seeing. You know, whatever your definition of a miracle is, recognize a miracle when you see one. What's going on, man? Hope all is going well. Tonight I'm talking about the miracle in front of you. If you are open, God will rock your world. I believe he will. You know, and just being willing to say, you know what, Lord, I'm open because I need a miracle today. You know, and I don't know if he's there. Listen, I know I'm not the only one. I know I'm not the only one. But tonight, guys, this is what I'm talking about because for myself, you know, I'm in this place where I'm just learning to just be grateful for everything that I have, everything that I have. Because I'll tell you, it has been a rough few days. This past week, you know, I understand what's happening, but I tell you, it has been rough. And, you know, and all the things that people told me, yes, are true, even more so. But I'm learning to just be thankful for everything that I have. Be thankful for the little things. Recognize a miracle when you see one. And what I was asking everyone was, what is your definition of a miracle? What is your definition of a miracle? So if you're on IG, you can still tell me what you think. What do you think is your definition of a miracle? Now, recognize a miracle when you see one. You got to know what a miracle is. You got to understand what a miracle is, your definition of a miracle. And when have you experienced a miracle in your life? When have you experienced a miracle? You know, I just opened up some mail and found some checks. Thank you, Lord. You know, but, you know, there have been some times where I've been like, how am I going to get through this? And the miracle is I am still here. The blessing is I'm still here. But recognize a miracle when you see one. How is God or has God moved or been moving in your life? You know, talking about recognizing God in your life, talking about recognizing God's move in your life. How has God moved or has been moving in your life? You know, for those who are, yeah, so this is a little interactive. So for those who are coming through, you know, oh, good evening. Hey, Dr. G, right? Hey, Kathy, how you doing, Kathy? No, so tonight, Kathy, I'm talking about the miracle in front of you. So I talked about understand miracles can happen every day. Then my second point, recognize a miracle when you see one. When you see one. You know, how has God or has God been moving in life? You know, guys, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, 2020 so quickly. And at the end of it, I was blown away. You hear me? I had no idea. Well, I kind of had an idea, but I was praying hard. But I will say this. How has God moved or been moving in your life? There are some things that God had shown me, and I thought, okay, good. I can't wait to do this because my mother's going to be here, and we're going to do this, and I'm going to do this for her, and boom, it's like, no, that vision was for you and what you are about to do. You know, good job. It's like we were saying, good job, my faithful servant. Take your rest. So she's resting. You know, so I'm finishing up my part, my journey. How has God moved or been moving in my life? There's some things he put on my heart to do, and I've started stepping out, doing those things. And it's a little rough sometimes. It's a little rough. Sometimes the winds are blowing. Sometimes it seems like the water is a little rough. But I'm encouraged by that voice saying, it is I. Do not be afraid. You know, now I did come from John chapter 6, verse 16 through 21. We're talking about, talks about Jesus walking on the water. And again, verse 18 in chapter 6 says, a strong wind was blowing and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed three and a half miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water. They were terrified. But he said to them, it is I. Do not be afraid. You know, I'm up here walking this walk. You're walking your walk. You're living your life. And it seems like sometimes the water is rough and the wind is blowing and everything is crazy. But you hear that voice saying, it is I. Do not be afraid. You know, have you been changed by your miracle? Whatever God's been doing in your life, how have you been changed by that miracle? You know, how is God working in your life? For me, guys, I'm seeing life a little differently. You know, it's like my lens. I'm looking at things differently. You know, of course, I'm going through the grief, but also I'm moving forward. I'm allowing myself to heal, but I'm also moving forward and doing what God has called me to do, recognizing a miracle when you see one. You know, what has God been doing in your life? Think about that. And then how have you been changed by that miracle? For me, I'm gonna say this. For me, a miracle. Relationships can be a miracle. Whatever can be a miracle in your life, how have you been changed by your miracle? That's a question for you to think about. That's just something for you to do some self-reflection wherever you are tonight. And then I want to tell you this. Don't be ashamed by what God has done or is doing in your life. You know, sometimes I feel like sometimes we don't want to say like we were on that boat, and just like the disciples, they were on this boat and they were terrified. But he said to them, it is I, don't be afraid. Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Listen to this. Don't be ashamed by what God has done or is doing in your life. You know, everyone might not understand the miracle. Everyone might not be able to appreciate what God is doing in your life. But don't put it down. Don't put that whatever it is you've experienced in your life. Or don't put it down. Don't be ashamed about it. You know, God is doing a miracle. He's working in your life. The miracle in front of you. Jesus had a miracle in front of them walking on water at a time where they were like probably going crazy. Like, what is going on with this weather? What's going on with these winds? What's going on with this rough water? Can you imagine being in some rough water in your life? And some times in your life where it seemed like the winds were just trying to scare you to death, trying to destroy what you're trying to build. And in the midst of that, here comes God. Here comes Jesus. You know, my question for you today is this. Like I said, how have you been changed by your miracle, whatever it is that you've experienced or are experiencing? And then, listen, be able to tell the difference between your own strength, your own might, God's handiwork in your life. This goes along with your personal definition of a miracle. What is a miracle? If it's something that you can do on your own, is that a miracle? But if it's something that happens and you cannot explain it, it goes against the norm of what generally happens, that's a miracle. So you have to be able to understand what's the difference between a miracle, because if you don't understand what's the difference between a miracle and God's handiwork in your life, I mean, if you don't understand the difference between your own strength and a miracle, then you're not going to really have a good understanding of our own definitions. We have our own definitions. questions about what a miracle is. But you got to be able to understand for yourself and recognize and see a miracle. You might look in and then we only get a check and be like, this is not a miracle. Thank you. Okay, I got some extra money. That's not a miracle. For someone else, that might be a miracle. For someone who is on their last dime and a check comes from somewhere they weren't expecting, that might be a miracle for them. So, again, you know, I'm telling you this. For myself, I'm learning just to be grateful for everything, for the small things, being grateful for the small things that I'm experiencing. Because guess what? Some people might not be experiencing that. Some people might wish that they had some people might wish that they had a check come in the mail. You know, some people might wish that they could experience what you are experiencing in your life personally. Stay in the moment. So my first point tonight is understand that miracles can happen every day. Second point, recognize a miracle when you see one. Point, stay in the moment. Listen, guys, you know, stay in the moment. You know, I think, and I keep on talking about this, I think that sometimes we forget and we forget to stay in the moment. Sometimes we forget to stay in the moment with things that we are going through. Yeah, Karen. What's up, Karen? What's going on, Special K? We're talking about the miracle in front of you. Special K, what is your definition of a miracle? What is your definition of a miracle? You know, stay in the moment. You know, for myself, learn to be present. You know, I would love, guys, to push, you know, the grief and all that stuff I've been experiencing, push it somewhere else. But, you know, I already know that for myself, that does not work well. So guess what? I'm embracing the moment. I'm staying in the moment. But you know what? I'm being grateful for everything that I am experiencing, So third point tonight, stay in the moment. Why did I say stay in the moment? Sometimes we miss what God's doing because we don't stay in the moment and give thanks for the things that he's doing. We miss the moment because we're so concerned about the winds. We're so concerned about the waves. We're concerned about this person said this. We're concerned about that person said that. And sometimes you can miss the blessing or the miracle by being focused so much on the other things around you. You know, and I tell you this, you know, for myself, you know, there's a lot, you know, during the season, there's a lot that's been going on and happening in my life. A lot. But, you know, staying in the moment, embracing what I'm experiencing, processing, thinking about what I'm experiencing, thinking about the emotions, what the things I'm feeling as I experience these things. You know, listen, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If the enemy can get us off track, he got us. If we're not focusing on what's happening, if we're not dealing with our emotions in those moments, guess what? We can miss God's move in our life, Auntie Sheila says, being present in the present, in the presence. All right. I love that, Aunt Sheila. Being present in the present, in the present. I love that, Aunt Sheila. And just imagine you just stand in God's presence in the midst of those different things. And then coming from John chapter 6, verse 16 to 21, and just imagine being in his presence, trusting him, and then seeing Jesus walk in the midst of the chaos and confusion and say to you, it is I, don't be afraid. It is I, don't be afraid. The question is tonight, what is God telling you through the experiences that you are experiencing? What is God trying to show you? What is God trying to teach you? And this is where I am. You know, as I tell someone said, someone told me some years ago, No, that message was for you. And I said, I know. God gave it to me. It's for the preacher first. You know, it's for the preacher first. Believe in me. God's speaking to the messenger first before he gives the message. What is God trying to tell you? And that's what where I am in my this is where I am in my life. You know, what is God telling you? You know, guys, the miracle in front of you. Sometimes we're looking over here, we're thinking maybe the miracle is over here, or maybe the miracle is over there. But the miracle is in front of you. I can imagine the disciples on the boat with the strong wind and the rough waters and all these different things, and their miracle was right in front of them. Jesus walked to them, approaching the boat. It is I, don't be afraid. You know, what is God telling you? And that's the only question. That's a question that only you can ask. You can only ask God for yourself and get the answer. You know, it is okay to feel what you are feeling. Why do I say this? Is the whole thing about staying in the moment. You know, so feelings are legit. People feel what they feel. It might be true. It might be accurate. It might be rational. It might be irrational. But it's okay to feel what you're feeling. Just don't stay there. Just don't stay there. What does that have to do about the miracle in front of you? God, sometimes we don't stay in the moment because we're so focused on everything else. And then we don't pay attention or validate our feelings with ourselves. I was feeling this way. Or we say, I'm brushing it off. But no, don't do that. Stay in the moment or you're going to miss the miracle that's happening in front of you. Trust the process. Trust the process. You know, in my life, one of the things I've been learning and understanding for these past few years, when God had told me that for myself, in my own personal life, trust the process. And then having to get to the point of saying, you know what, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust what you're saying to me. It might be crazy, but I'm going to see the miracle in the midst of all this confusion, in the midst of everything that I'm going through. I'm going to trust the process. Have you guys ever been in that place in your life where you're saying, Lord, I'm trusting you. Things seem to be crazy, but I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to continue to trust you. Have you ever been in that place where you say, Lord, I'm going to trust you? And some people might say, you know what, that's not God moving, but you're saying, but perhaps you might have been like, you know what, that is God moving. I'm going to trust what God is telling me to do in my life. And trusting the process is so important. Trusting the process is so important. Stand in the moment. You know, guys, you know, there's a season for everything, right? You know, trust the process. The miracle is in front of you. God has what you need. You know, I'm going to tell you this. God has exactly what the disciples needed in John chapter 6, verse 20. You know, Jesus said, but he said to them, it is I. Don't be afraid. Andre Schultz wrote, yes, I had to because I realized I'm only a part of the master plan. Right, only a part of the master plan. That's right, Andre Schultz. Only a part of the master plan. We're only a part of the plan. I was, like I said earlier, I was reading, my aunt Mim had sent me a video from Facebook, and it really, really encouraged my heart. It really touched my heart. It's about the train. I might share it on my page. It's about the train. And different people come on at different parts of your life. And then there are parts where they have to step off. You know, and I'm just saying, I'm just grateful for life. I'm grateful for the experiences I've experienced so far. And I'm keeping on. I know that God has a plan for my life. And I'm only a part of the master plan. I love that, Anshila. Only a part of the master plan. You know, God has what you need. You know, God has what you need. You know, he is your miracle. You talk about the miracle in front of you. God is in front of you. Jesus Christ is in front of you. Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. You know, listen. Jesus stands at the door of your heart and knock. The question, stand at the door of your heart and knocking. The question is, are you going to let him in? The question is, are you going to let him in? It says in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, it says, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me. May the Lord have blessed you readings of his word. What's going on? What's going on, Lion? Oh, Mama Conrad. She wrote, the miracle in my life is being a 15 years, a breast cancer survivor. Praise God. Praise God, Mama Conrad. That is a miracle. You know, he is your miracle. God is your miracle. He's giving you a miracle. He's giving you a miracle. He will take care of you. I'm just going to tell you tonight that God will take care of you. You know, I'm experiencing that right now. And there are sometimes some points where I was like, what is going on? What is happening? But guess what? I am believing and I'm seeing him taking care of me. Jesus took care of the disciples when he was on the boat. He took care of them. He took care of them. And he said, it is I. Don't be afraid. It is I. You know, listen. Sometimes God shows up just to let you know that he is there, that he has you. He will take care of you. And, you know, and I've seen those who have lost loved ones. And I look at the grace that people walked in. I looked at what my mom went through when she lost her mother, my grandmother, back in 2008. You know, and I look at my other cousins who've lost their aunts. I look at my grandparents. I look at how my father was when he lost his, my father, my uncle, when he lost his mother, their mother, and my cousins when he lost their uncle, my uncles, their fathers. You know, God will take care of us. And the miracle in front of us is that he is there with us. We might think that we're alone. We might be feeling like, you know, this is something I've never experienced. But guess what? Take it day by day. So that's what I'm doing. Take it day by day. He will take care of you. He will take care of me. And listen to this. Don't look on the outside. He's talking to you on the inside even more so. God will use people to talk to you. He will use situations to speak to your heart. But I want to tell you tonight that God speaks to you. The Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. He will speak to your heart. He will speak to your heart. You know, you have to go out and look for validation over here. Look for validation over here. God has what you need. The miracles in front of you. What's going on, Woody? What's going on, brother? My brother Woody says, the miracle is God's promise that everything will work for our good, even when we don't see it, feel it, or believe it. Amen. 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 I'm going to have to look for that. Okay, I was looking to. Oh, what's going on? Good evening, Auntie Waddles. Oh, my goodness. I had to pin that one, Woody. Woody, my brother Woody says, the miracle is God's promise that everything will work for our good, even when we don't see it, feel it, or believe it. Miracle is God's promise. Yes. Yes. And yes. Listen, guys. He will show up in your life. He will show up in your life. Tonight I'm talking about the miracle in front of you. I talked about the first point, understand that miracles can happen every day. Number two, recognize a miracle when you see one. Three, stay in the moment. Four, God has what you need. And that's the point I've been on right now. God has what you need. You know, the miracle in front of you. You can miss the miracle if you don't have the faith. If you're allowing things around you to take your attention off of what God is doing in your life. God has what you need. It's not the person down the street around the corner. It's not the people in your life. God has what you need. And God can use people. He can do that miracle through people. Guess what? That miracle, he wants to speak to your heart for himself. He will show up in your life. He will show up in your life. You know, again, it also goes along with what is your definition of a miracle. And if you believe that you're experiencing a miracle in your life. But whatever it is, guys, I'm going to tell you this. The miracle is in front of you. The miracle. And I'm going back to Woody's definition. The miracle is God's promise that everything will work for our good, even when we don't see it, feel it, or believe it. Whether they felt it or believed it, guess what? Jesus still walked in that water to them. And he told them, it is I. Don't be afraid. Perhaps you're going through some things right now. You're experiencing some things. And it looks like the winds are blowing. The water is rough and choppy. And you're just wondering, how can I survive through what I'm going through? I just want to let you know tonight that Jesus is saying, it is I. Don't be afraid. Your miracle is in front of you. Your miracle is in front of you. And God is saying to us, you and I, we are not alone in this thing called life. You know, I believe that God is speaking to you. God's speaking to me, he's speaking to us every day. If we will just listen. If we would just listen. If we would just open up our hearts. If we would just be willing to say, you know, Lord, thank you for life. Instead of me complaining, thank you. Because listen, some people almost got killed today. Some people almost left. Some people almost got hit. Some people have gotten hit. Listen, miracles happen every day. Life happens, but what do we do? Do we recognize the miracles? You know, instead of complaining so much, how about saying, thank you, Lord, for what you've blessed me with. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord, for blessing me with some food to eat. It might not be the food that we want to eat, but thank you, Lord, for blessing us with food. God is speaking to us. God is speaking to us every day. If we are willing to listen, we will receive that message. We will hear if we allow ourselves to just listen, quiet ourselves, quiet our minds down, listen to what God is saying to us. God wants you to trust him. I say, what's in your heart? Let me go back. God is speaking to us every day. We got to listen. Second point, God wants you, and now he wants us to trust him. What's in your hands? What's in your hands? Yes, yes, I love that, Mama Conrad. Just believe. Welcome, cousin. Pray that everything's okay. I'll talk to you later. After a call, I'll call you to see how you're doing. Tonight we're talking about the miracle in front of you. Understand that miracles can happen every day. Recognize a miracle when you see one. Stay in the moment. God has what you need, the miracle in front of you. What's in your hand? And that whole thing about what's in your hand, sometimes what God's placed in my heart is that sometimes we're looking for this, I need this, I need that. And sometimes We forget, what has God blessed us with? What has God placed on the inside of you? What has he placed on the inside of us? You know, God wants us to trust it. What's in your hands? Use what he's given you in your hands. Use it. Third point, do not fear. Let love show you. The disciples, it did say they were afraid. In John chapter 6, it says they were terrified. They saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. He said, it is I, don't be afraid. He had to let them know, yo, it's me. Listen, God's saying to us, it is me. He said, I'm here with you. You're not by yourself. Let love show you. Let love lead the way. God is love. Let him show you. Let him show you. You're not by yourself. You have to be in this process by yourself. You're not by yourself. So don't allow fear to keep you from recognizing the miracle that's in front of you, from responding positively to the miracle that is in front of you. Last point, today is your day. Just thank him. You know, I have a song called Today is Your Day. For your breakthrough. Today is your day. Perhaps you might be going through some things. Perhaps you might be dealing with life and it might be rough. It might feel like everything is coming against you. You might be dealing with a whole bunch of emotions, whole bunch of feelings, but I want to tell you that the miracle is in front of you. I want to tell you that God is with you, that Jesus is right there, even in the midst of it. Like Mama Conrad said, I wrote 2 minutes ago, just believe. The miracle in front of you, listen, you are not by yourself. You are not by yourself. The miracle is in front of you. Please be encouraged tonight. Please know that you are not alone. And when you hear Jesus talking to you, when you hear the Holy Spirit talking to you, and you hear God saying, it is I, don't be afraid. It says, then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. Listen, guys, miracles happen every day. Don't miss out on a miracle because of things that are going on in your life. Recognize the miracles. Recognize God's moving in your life. And recognize that you are not alone. Recognize that you're not alone. I just say God bless you. I'm going to end this session tonight earlier than I normally do. Generally go from 9 to 10. But I just want to ask you guys, continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you. Continue to pray for our ministry. I thank you guys for everything. And the miracles in front of you. Let us not miss the miracle. Let us not miss the miracle. The small things. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for what God has blessed you with. And know that there are some people, you might not look at it as a miracle. Guess what? There might be someone out there who's looking at what you're going through and saying, wow, this guy is blessed. I wish I had what this brother had. I wish I had what this sister had. Listen, the miracle is in front of you. Be grateful and thankful. And listen to this. You are not alone. Thank you, Brother Woody. You are not alone in this thing called life. The miracle in front of you. The miracle in front of you. Don't forget that you are not by yourself. That God loves you. And that's what I'm holding on to today, myself. So, guys, I look forward to seeing you guys coming Thursday from 9 to 10. Now, I'll let you know who my special guest will be soon. But I want to say God bless you. I want to say thank you so much for coming through tonight. Thank you for your prayers. I'm going to call it a good evening. And I hope something said or shared has touched your heart and your life, and that you will be encouraged in your own personal walk. God bless you. Thank you again. And I will see you guys again really soon. Take it easy.